first of all, thank you very much to the organizers. I mean, I'm not going to detail which organizers. And well, I'm speaking about joint work with Ben Monan. And first, I would like to start with, I would like to recall briefly, what is the Eichendorff-Lorz stratification? And, well, we fix a prime and add some scheme in characteristic P, and we take A over S, some abelian scheme, say of relative dimension G. And a typical example would be if S, for example, is a reduction of a Shimura variety and A is the universal abelian scheme. So this is what you should think about. And so we take S bar to S, some geometric point, and then we get M S bar, the Dieudonné module of the P torsion of the geometric fiber of A and S bar. So this is the Dieudonné module. And so M S bar is a triple consisting of M, a vector space, over Kepler S bar. Maybe I should write Kepler S bar. Vector of dimension 2G and F. M is Frobenius linear map. V from M to M is Frobenius inverse map. And you also have that the kernel of F is the image of V, and also conversely, the kernel of V is the image of F. So, and you can classify those triples. Oh, and I should also say that these are both g-dimensional vector spaces. So the kernel of F and the kernel of V are g-dimensional. And then you have the following theorem, which in its linear form is due to Gelfand and Ponomarev. I mean, they consider this case because of a complete different reason, but the arguments carry over. And then this has also been considered by Kraft and Ort, and the final form I'm mentioning this by Ben Monan, namely the following. If I take such triples, MFV as above, modulo isomorphism, then they are in a natural one-to-one bijection to the quotient of the symmetric group in 2G variables by SG cross SG, where this 2G is this 2G and the G is this 3. And as corollary, we get the Eichendorff-Lorz stratification. S is a disjoint union, SW, where W is now in this quotient. And SW just consists of those points, S, where if you take the isomorphism class of the corresponding Dieudonné module of the P torsion, then this is just giving my this element W, or this class W, and this is then a locally closed subset of S. Well, so this is the situation if you have abelian schemes, and you can also ask yourself the question, what happens if you have additional structures like polarizations, and then you get additional structures on your Dieudonné module, and these maps will respect these additional structures. I will come to this later. Well, but now for the generalization of this, well, instead of an abelian scheme, we work with an arbitrary proper and smooth scheme. And we would like to get something like the Ecke-Dalot verification also in this setting. And therefore, we need four ingredients. The first one is the Hodge spectral sequence. So this is a spectral sequence, A, B, H, it's a higher direct image of the differential modules, and it converges against the Durham cohomology. And well, the Durham cohomology is the hypercohomology of the Durham complex, so we also have a second spectral sequence, the so-called conjugated spectral sequence. So this is the E2 system, and this is RF. These are the higher degrees of the cohomology sheath of the Durham complex. And so converges also to the Durham cohomology. So we have these two spectral sequences. And also, as we are in characteristic P, we have the Frobenius. So we have the relative Frobenius. And we have the projection. So XP is nothing but the pullback of X via the absolute Frobenius MF. And finally, we have the Cartier operator. So this is usually written as C inverse, the direct sum over omega I xp over S to the I-th cohomology of the push forward via the relative Frobenius of the Durham complex. And this is graded, and O is P linear map. Linear, well, it's not only a map, it's an isomorphism. And it's basically determined what it does in degree 1, and in degree 1 does the following. Oh, thank you, yeah. So in degree 1, it does the following, that it sends the pullback of dx to x to p minus 1, and then you also have that it's compatible with cup products, and that it's normalized, that in degree 0, it just sends 1 to 1. So these are the four ingredients. And to make the theory work, we also need the following general assumption. Namely, we would like that x is of hot width type. I mean, and by this I mean that the following two conditions are satisfied, namely the hot spectral sequence degenerates in E1, and also that the higher direct images of the differential sheets are all locally free. OS modules. So this I mean by being of hot width type. And in particular, this implies by using the Cartier operator that also the conjugated spectral sequence degenerates in E2, and also that the formation of these, just a base change theory, that the formation of these modules commute with arbitrary base change. And then the Cartier operator induces, just by taking higher direct images, a map of the Frobenius fullback, where here with Frob I always mean the absolute Frobenius, of RA as lower star omega B. So this is nothing but the Hodge filtration, also with switched indices, to this first term of this conjugated spectral sequence. And in particular, this means if you now look at the Durham commodity in some fixed degree, so we fix the degree, and the degree, so this will be some number r between 0 and twice the dimension of x over s, we obtain a tuple M C dot D dot Psi dot, where M C D and Psi are the following data. We take M, this is the R Durham cohomology, and because of our hypothesis this is also a local free US module, and of course it's a finite type. Moreover, we have C dot, this is CI, this is an descending filtration. Filtration of M by locally direct summons, and where we define the CI, this is nothing but the I filtration step on the given by the Hodge spectral sequence on the Durham cohomology. Yeah, this is a descending filtration. I should say by filtration I always mean an exhaustive separated filtration. And the lower dot, this is just a filtration of the given by the conjugate spectral sequence. also we renumber it, so this way we get an S-ending filtration. Of M of locally closed, locally direct summons of M, where DI now is the R minus I with respect to the conjugate filtration step on the drum cohomology. And finally we get the phi I, or I should have said here, sorry. This operator, I mean this isomorphism, I would like to give a name, namely psi AB, and the phi I's are just given by the psi. So phi is the tuple of phi I's, where phi I just psi R minus I from I, and if you just look at it, then it goes from the Frobenius fullback of the ice graded piece with respect to C, just because, I mean, we assume that the hot spectral sequence and also the conjugate spectral sequence degenerate to the an isomorphism to the ice graded space of B. So this is an isomorphism. And now we can forget that we come from a geometric situation and can just consider tuples like this, where we start with M, a locally free OS module, C and D such filtrations, and phi such a Frobenius linear isomorphism, and such a tuple M C dot D dot phi dot is called an F zip over S. Yeah, I mean, because we have these two filtrations which somehow are fit together via this Frobenius linear isomorphism like a zip. So what has this to do with the Ekedahl-Ort solidification in the very beginning? If I have my Dieudonné module, I get an F-zip as follows. I mean, as M, we take just the same module, and now we have to define the filtrations. So C0 is just everything. C1 is the kernel of F, and C2 is 0, and we also have D minus 1 being 0, in D0, the kernel of V, and finally D1, which is everything. So this way we get a very easy filtration. And phi 0 is induced by F, and phi 1 is induced by V inverse. Yeah? Just recall that the kernel of F is also nothing as the image of V, and the kernel of V is the image of F. So we get really isomorphisms which are Frobenius linear, and for all together, we get an F-zip of our ground field. So now if K is some perfect field, then we have now two functors from abelian varieties, from the category of abelian varieties, over K, to the category of F-lips over K. And the first one is that we take an abelian variety and associate it with Student E module and make it into an F-lip via this procedure. And the second one is that we consider the first Durham cohomology with the corresponding F-lip structure, which I explained above. And and we know that abelian varieties are certainly of what grid type, so this makes sense. Well, and the remark is that these two functors are isomorphic. So what in fact we get is an honest generalization of the Ekdahl-Ort certification. So and then there are two questions. Now if you start with general tuples like this, where you have a filtration which does not just consist of one step, but there might be several steps, how do you classify these things? And then also another thing which is might be interesting, what do you do if you have additional structures? For example, if you study principally polarized abelian varieties, you will also get a symplectic pairing of this, and these flecks will be corresponding flecks in the symplectic space. And if you start with a K3 surface, with a polarized K3 surface, you will get a symmetric pairing on this, and also C and D will be filtration risk, which are self-dual. So these are two questions, and due to lack of time, I would like to answer them simultaneously. So I will come back to the classification of this F-zips in this form later, but first I will introduce a generalization of this, namely an F-zip with G structure, where G is some reductive group. And this goes as follows. So how do we do this? Well, we start with some reductive cube over a finite field. And the classical case where we have no additional structure thus corresponds that we take G, the general linear group, in n variables, where n is just the dimension of this space here. And then I have to introduce some notations. We get the Y group, yeah, and the I is the Koch vector base of simple reflections of the abstract base root datum. Of G, and this carries an action of F, where F is the Frobenius. Yeah, this also respects the Koch vector base, because all groups are quasi-split. Let's say the Galois group. Yeah, so we have F acts on this Y group. So moreover, if we take a set of simple reflections, then we denote by WJ, in W is a subgroup generated by J, and also by PJ, the variety of parabolics of type J. Moreover, if we have two subsets, J and K, of simple reflection, we denote by J, W, K. These are the set of minimal representatives, so they are the W and W, such as W is of minimal length in the double coset V, W, J, V, WK. And if you now have two parabolics, one of type J and another Q of type K, can you find the relative position of these two parabolics, and this will be an element in J. Okay. So these are the general notations we need about reductive groups. And so what is now an F-sup with G structure? Well, we fix the following data. We fix J and J prime, two sets of simple reflection, and this J, this corresponds just to the type of the filtration we have in our F-sup, and also in an X in W, such that, well, so this is a little bit redundant. First of all, we want that J prime is given by X, J, X inverse, and also X should be a minimal representative, so it should be in J prime W, J. And then we consider the following variety, V, J, X. And this is the moduli space of triples P, Q, and gamma, where P corresponds, it's a parabolic of type J. So P corresponds to the filtration C dot. This is, so we get from this F-sup in this, old sense, we get parabolic just by taking the stabilizer of the filtration C dot. Then Q is a parabolic, well, actually here you have to be a little bit careful, of F inverse of J prime. And finally, gamma. The gamma, this plays the role now of the phi. So this is essentially a map which tends one parabolic to the other. But of course, this doesn't really make sense because those parabolics are not of the same type. They are of opposite type. So we have to do it the following way. We take those G in G. So the relative position of F of Q and G P P inverse, this is just this element X. And of course we consider this on the graded space, so we have to mod out the unipotent radical on both sides. So we mod out the unipotent radical of FQ here, and the unipotent radical of P on the other side. Yeah, and one has to think a little bit, but this really makes sense. And moreover, this variety VJX, this carries an action by G, namely G just conjugates the parabolics and it sigma conjugates the gamma. Yeah, I mean, by this I mean I take some representative here in G, a sigma conjugate it, and then take its class, and it's immediate, it's well defined. And then we have the following remark. If you take now some arbitrary closed field, we take as a reductive group GLN, and we start over FP. And we take as X, this should be the element of minimal length in the double code set of W0, where W0 is the longest element, and we take here W0 of J, here WJ. Then in fact, an isomorphism type of an F-zip over K-bar just is the same, or amounts to the same as a G-orbit on this variety VJX. I mean, this is just a matter of looking very hard at the definitions. So then the classification of F-zips over K up to isomorphism. The dimension of M is equal to N, where this N is the same as this N, and C dot is a flag of type J, is given by determining the G of K orbit of Z J X of K. So we get in really a generalization now of our F-zips to an F-zip with Z structure. And for example, if we have an F-zip where on N there's also symplectic pairing, then we would replace here GLN by the symplectic group. X is then the same definition. We take again the longest element and then the element of minimal length, and then we would get an F-zip which also respects the symplectic pairing, and we could do the same with the symmetric pairing or with all kinds of other additional structures we would like to have. For example, also an action of some semi-simple FP algebras or whatever. Well, so this is fine, but up to now this was just definition. Well, and this is actually going on, so we have to. There's a further definition, and it's even worse. It's, namely, it's a bad definition. And this goes as follows. So we have the following definition. And as I said, this is not a good one. I will explain in a moment why this is not satisfactory. So we take some scheme over FQ, and then we would like to say what an F-loop with G, J, X structure over F. This is a morphism of F into the quotient of V, J, X modulo the group G, where this is considered, this is a quotient stack, well, so there are two reasons, well, at least two reasons why this definition is not a good one. The first one is that in fact it does not really, I mean, an F-zip was a filtration, a numbered filtration, and not just a flag without any numbering. So we would also, in general, we would also like to respect the numbering, but in fact we could repair this by just not considering parabolics, but some one-parameter subgroups, which also give some parabolics, and so this is not a real problem, that's just for the sake of not to introduce too much notations in this talk. And then, of course, there's a more, from the aesthetic point of view, and there's also, it's also bad, because what we do really define here is just what an isomorphism class of an F-zip is, not really an F-zip by itself. So, and I don't know how to repair this, but I mean, just for the matter of working with those things, this is perfectly all right. So, all right. So, I mean, now we would like to classify F-zips over algebraically closed fields, as we did this with the Dieudonné modules over algebraic closed fields. And I remember that for Dieudonné modules, this was just some quotient of the Weyl group, and in fact, here we get the same. Ah, and I also should say that a very similar variety has already been considered by Lustig, also due to a totally different reason, because he wanted to set up some theory of parabolic character sheaths. And in fact, if you really look hard at this, all what the theorem is it's just a Frobenius linear variant of a theorem of Lustig, and this says the following: if you take the G of k orbits of our varieties k bar, so this just classify F-zip with G structure over k bar some algebraic closed field, and then you have the natural bijection with JW. So in JW it's just shorthand, we have JW, and then we take here the empty set. Yeah, and I mean this is also, we can, this is of course also the same as this one. Yeah, and so this is really precisely the same, the generalization of the classical statement, where in the classical case we have here the Weyl group of the general linear group, so this was the S2G, and then we have this Weyl group of this Levy subgroup, this was SG cross SG. And I also should remark the following, that this also variant for non-connected reductive groups. Now, for example, if you study PL Shimura varieties, which would give, with certain structure, would give rise to a to an active with really recent structure by an orthogonal group. So this has also applications. There exists a variant for non-connected reductive groups, but I'm not going into details. In fact, for example, another case where you need this, if you want to do now this classification for KC surfaces, because in the KC surfaces, you consider H2, and the principal polarization of KC surface gives a symmetric pairing. So a priori, you get an F-zip with an with a G structure, where G is the orthogonal group in 22 variables. And then as a corollary, now if X over F is of Hodge width, for example, in Abelian variety or K3 surfaces or a complete local intersection, a projective space or some curve, or there are plenty of examples. And maybe with some additional structure, for example, if it's Abelian variety, it's a universal Abelian variety of a PL moduli space. You get a stratification SW and JW, and SW and F is again locally closed. And in fact, one remark one should make is that, I mean, until now these are just subsets, but in fact, it's also possible to endow SW with a natural scheme structure. So SW, here is a natural scheme structure. I mean, in fact, for the Ekedar authorifications has already been mentioned by Yal today, where we said that the Ekedar authorification is given by some degeneracy loci of some vector bundles or some modules. And you can, oh, I'm sorry, and you can generalize it. Well, there's another proposition I would like to mention. If you now take, again, just X over S of Hodge width, so now we take just G to GLN without any additional structure, then we get an F-zip on the R's Diram cohomology, as I explained, and we get a stratification for each R. So R is some number between 0 and twice the dimension of X. And then we have that X over S is ordinary. By this I mean that the Hodge polygon of the crystal is equal to the Newton polygon. If and only if these strata are just given by all these strata are, well, S's consist just of one stratum, namely the stratum corresponding to the identity. So for all R. In fact, this is more or less a trivial reformulation of a theorem of Illouzi, where he considers this notion of ordinariness. It's nothing deep. Okay, so this is what I would like to say about the general notation now. Now for applications. Of course, this last statement doesn't really make much sense because I didn't tell you what this natural bijection is. I mean, I could also take some natural involution, for example, replacing every element by, but for example, replacing the identity by the longest element here and here, and then of course the statement was different. But well, all what I want to say is that ordinariness, in the classical sense, you can also read off of this F subsolidification. All right, so section 4, applications. So I would like to concentrate on two applications, namely one application for Shimura varieties of PEL type and the other one for the modular space of K3 surfaces. So the first one, we take F, some Shimura variety, and in fact we take it just its special fiber. Well, actually it's some FQ. Special fiber of a Shimura variety. Of PEL type. With good reduction. And in particular, we had, I mean, this comes always with good reduction of a PL type. This always comes with a reductive group which also lives over ZP, and we can reduce it to FP, and so G is a reduction of both phase G to FP. And I mean, if we are not in good reduction, of course, we can do a similar thing. You also get an affine group scheme, but then reduction will, by definition, will be not reductive anymore. So we would go out of our world. So A over F is then the universal abelian scheme. And this carries a PEL structure, so with some additional structure. And then we have this this co-character mu, this co-character mu, this gives us mu, gives us a, I mean, as every one parameter subgroup, this gives us some parabolic, or its conjugated class gives us a conjugated class of parabolics, and this conjugated class of parabolics gives us a subset J mu in the set of simple reflections. So we have this J mu. And finally, X is again the element of minimal length in the double coset the W wave. Yeah, I mean, as above, where W0 is again the element of maximal length. And we consider the first Deramp homology. And this will be then an F-zip with G, J, mu, big structure. And we get a stratification of our Shimura variety, which is just the usual Ecke-Dalor stratification. But we also take the additional structures into account. Yeah, this has of course been studied for a while now. And we have two theorems. So one is of Clayton from Van Monen, and says that if you take the stratum which corresponds to the identity, now we took into account also the additional strata, and the stratum corresponding to the identity, this is not then the usual ordinary locus, but the new ordinary locus. Of court. So we find the mu ordinary locus in our stratification again. And moreover, one can show that the codimension of every stratum SW in the whole special fiber of the Shimura variety, this is nothing but the codimension of the corresponding stratum in our variety, in the whole variety. And this actually, these strata are given very explicitly as multiple affine bundles over some variety of parabolics. So you can calculate the dimension, and in fact it turns out that this is nothing but the dimension of the variety of parabolics of type J mu minus the length of the element W. So this, you had a very simple formula for this. And one corollary you get from this is the following: with the mu ordinary locus is dense in S. Yeah, because all other loci have a codimension which are strictly bigger than one. And one also can, I mean, when I here say codimension, then I mean that they have a pure dimension of this respective codimension. So you get, well, of course this was known before, but here you get it for free now. But I should say that this equality unfortunately uses the fact that instead of looking at the Dieudonné module, you can also look at the truncated Bosotti K group for abelian variety. And then you know that the morphism of the moduli space of abelian varieties in the moduli space of truncated Bosotti K groups, this is smooth. And then you use that Well, you have the smooth and particular flat morphism, though the co-dimension doesn't change. And this is basically the idea. But you have to go via the Basotti tail groups. You cannot go directly to the Dieudonné modules. And in fact, it's not true that the morphism you get from the moduli space of Brillouin variety to the stack of F-zips, this is not smooth. Well, in this case, it's just a composition of the smooth map and the homeomorphism. So it's, so this way you, under homomorphism, of course, the co-dimension doesn't change. But in particular, this means for general varieties of Hodge type, of course, you don't have something like a truncated Basotti tail group. So it's not clear how to prove something like this, for example, for K3 surfaces. But nevertheless, I would now, in the last few minutes, in the last 3 minutes, actually, study the case of moduli space of K3 surfaces. Of course, again, in characteristic P. Oh, and I should say of principally polarized K3 surface. So this is known to be smooth, and the dimension is 19. And we know by x psi over f the universal principally polarized K3 surface. And then we consider now, of course, the second drum cohomology, because this is the drum cohomology where now everything interesting happens. An F-zip. And because of our principal polarization, we get an F-zip with O22 structure. Yeah, I'm not precisely saying, but, well, actually I do, maybe. So this J is just flex, which are self-dual, and where the first gradient step is of dimension 1, the second dimension 19, and the third of, again, of dimension 1. Oh, sorry, there's obviously a mistake. That's 20, of course. And X is again given by the longest element as above, so the respective minimal element in this double group. Well, in fact, if you do this, it turns out that you end up with 22 possible strata, which are too much, because you expect that they are linearly ordered, and that the co-dimension of one stratum in the next one is just one, so you should have only 20 strata, one of dimension 19, one of dimension 18, and so on until dimension 0. And in fact, what you should do to consider this, you should consider the following variant. Yeah, you take as an F-zip, you take the first churn class of your principal polarization, and then take its orthogonal complement, in the Dirac cohomology. Yeah, and here you take the induced structure, and this is now an F-zip which O21 structure. And now everything works out, and then you can see if you now mod out the corresponding parabolic sub-Y group, then you get precisely 20 elements. And in fact, one can show that now F consists of strata S0, S1, and so on, S19. And in fact, you can show that these are just the strata which have been defined by, for example, by Oda or a lot of persons in the moduli space of Cauchy surfaces. So the first strata, they are of codimension 0, 1, and so on until codimension 10. They are given by the Newton polygon. And within the supersingular locus, you also have to consider somewhat finer stratification, which is given by the Artin invariant. And you end up with the same stratification here. Well, so that's all what I wanted to say.